Hope your day is going good. Here's another 9 news update for Sunday, April 25, 2021. ITZY performance started with their hit song Not Shy, where the members show off their trademark girl crush charisma. But the members soon reveal talents like Rujin mimicking Lee Soo-gun's comedic dance, Yuna copying how Leah acts on stage, and Chariyeon reenacting her famous Are You Laughing? Line. Yuna then tries to show off her lacrosse skills but ends up making Rujin laugh with her false swings. Rujin demonstrates her power by piggybacking both Yuna and Leah at once, while Yeji shows her experience with jumping rope and ending poses. The members then return to their girl group positions as Leah sings a cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, Chariyeon dances to Twice's More and More, and Rujin dances to a powerful cover of her own. The rest of the show has the ITZY members and Ask Us Anything cast playing the Mafia game with some odd twists and turns. From publisher, Sumpi. ITZY is a South Korean girl group formed by JYP Entertainment, consisting of members Yeji, Leah, Rujin, Chariyeon, and Yuna. The group debuted on February 12, 2019, with the release of their single album, It's Different. Last year, ITZY started a tour in the United States, on January 17 in Los Angeles. And on March 9, 2020, they released their second EP, It's Me, with its lead single Wannabe. Featuring producers such as Sophie and Oliver Heldens, the EP saw the group experiment with EDM sounds, while maintaining their lyrical themes of freedom and self-determination to what comes their way. The EP debuted at number 1 on South Korea's Gaon album chart, making it the group's first number 1 album in the country. It also debuted at number 5 on Billboard's World Albums chart, their highest position on the chart. On March 20, ITZY released the digital single Trust Me, Midzy, a song dedicated to their fans, as part of their first global livestream event. And on April 30, ITZY will be releasing their fourth EP Guess Who and its lead single Mafia in the morning. They are delivering a full comeback schedule for their mini-album release. ITZY increased the excitement of fans with their newest EP, SWHO. The group unveiled a new comeback poster revealing ITZY's schedules leading up to the release, intriguing fans with the various events. The group will kick off the schedule with an album spoiler video releasing on April 26 at 12 a.m. KST. Subsequently, ITZY will reveal 3 music video teasers for the album's title track called, In the Morning. The teasers will release to fans beginning on April 27 through April 29, each at midnight KST. Additionally, the group will host an online showcase exclusively on their YouTube channel on April 30 at 12 p.m. KST, an hour before the album drops. During the comeback show, ITZY will perform the title track for their domestic and foreign fans for the first time, as well as their new song Sorry Not Sorry. JJ of MMTG will host the showcase, bringing forth their unique chemistry with the team based on their prior collaboration experiences. After their debut, the group gained global fame, known for their confident songs such as Dala Dala, Icy, Wannabe, and Not Shy. Their music continues to appeal to listeners for its inspiring messages that encourage fans to embrace their self-identity and worth. ITZY's newest title track, In the Morning, delivers the same powerful energy as its name. The song was written, composed, and arranged by Park Jin-young himself. The CEO of JYP Entertainment, who has a pattern of creating hit title tracks, devoted time to composition and vocal training sessions with the members. Expectations are high for the group's newest release. Many eagerly anticipate the bolder charm ITZY may deliver this comeback. Furthermore, fans are looking forward to new powerful stages as the members continuously display their performance skills after each comeback. From publisher, Hallokpop. Another mistreatment in JYP Entertainment? Previously, rumors of JYP Entertainment maltreating their artists surfaced after fans noticed that the agency's former K-pop boy group, GOT7, was not being treated fairly. Recently, fans were outraged again when ITZY appeared on a variety show with clothing and hairstyles that were subpar. JYP Entertainment's ITZY is releasing a comeback on the 30th of April. To further hype up the release, ITZY went on to film for the popular South Korean variety show Knowing Brothers, such as the case for most K-pop groups when their comebacks are looming. This happened so that the comebacks will be promoted alongside their upcoming song. It was only a matter of time for Jype's ITZY to return to the variety show, as during their first appearance, they made an immediate and fun impact. But on their second appearance, ITZY seemed to be unprepared. News media started posting previews of JYP's ITZY as they made their way to the studio. In the previews, fans started to question the decision of ITZY's team in charge of styling them. Next, the fans mentioned the oversized fit of Chariyeon and Yeji's jackets. Even though Chariyeon's jacket was slightly cropped so that her waist would be highlighted, The pads on the shoulders on both Yeji and Chariong's jackets made the ITZY members look improper. The complaint that fans had a major issue with was the obvious wrinkles on the skirts ITZY wore. Due to the skirts being wrinkled, it made ITZY look messy in general and unprepared. It is known that JYP Entertainment's ITZY is both impressive vocally and visually, but it seems that the latter was not highlighted properly with their costumes. From publisher, Korea Portal. Thanks for listening. Check back for more, and share some love.